John chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. The New Covenant in Joel. I want to take another glance at this passage before I leave it. And I want to talk about what I might call the upshot. I've tried to argue that the New Testament, Paul, for example, Peter, Hebrews, these writers and preachers and teachers, the writers of the Hebrews, these men and these books and so on, use this passage and passages like it to argue for Christ and the gospel and the new covenant. So the new covenant in the prophet Joel. Of course, the new covenant's in Ezekiel. It's in Zechariah. It's in Isaiah. It's in Jeremiah. The law speaks of it. The prophets spoke of it. The old covenant is full of it. It's a shadowy covenant, foreshadowing the glories of Christ and the new covenant. And Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32, is part and parcel of this. It's all of a piece with it. And I want just to draw an obvious conclusion and try to drive it home as we take this last look at these verses. I address believers, fellow believers, my brothers and sisters, Israel, Jewish history and so on, the Jewish nation, the Old Covenant, had its vital part to play. God established Israel. He called Israel out. He delivered them from Egypt. He gave them the law. He gave them the covenant. He established the priesthood, the sacrifices and so on. He gave them the prophets, and he made them a mighty nation. But it was all a temporary covenant. Galatians chapter 3 is absolutely clear on this. It's been hidden, disguised, covered over by a very bad translation there. And I've argued it in my book, Three Verses Misunderstood. But it's very clear, not only from Galatians 3, but elsewhere, that the Jewish history, the Jewish nation, Israel, served a vital purpose. But according to the New Testament, and according to the Old Testament itself, it would be fulfilled and has been fulfilled, the law, the covenant, that history, by Christ. Matthew 5, 17 to 18, and so on and so on. I've argued all this. So, my counsel now, my advice now, my parting shot here now on this passage is this. Let us not, brother and sister, concentrate on Jewish things now. They're there, a vital part of Scripture. But we're living in the days not of the shadow, but of the fulfillment of the reality, Colossians 2:17. Let us not think of Jewish things to the expense and the pushing out of the glories of the new covenant, Jewish past and Jewish future. I have known believers who have so concentrated on Israel and Jewish things that they have nearly, and in some cases I think, have forgotten Christ. They're so full of the tabernacle and the temple and the sacrifices and the Sabbath and all the rest of it, that they've forgotten Christ. And some, the other way around, they're so full of what they think will come in the millennium, the temple, the priesthood, the Jews again being a great and mighty people, Israel, a massive nation like it was in the days of Solomon and so on, the land and all that, that they have forgotten Christ. I'm reminded of Hebrews 9, verse 5. The writer to the Hebrews says, well, it was like this and so on, it was like this in Israel. But of these things we cannot now speak particularly. We won't spend our time talking about the details of the Jewish people and their covenant. We will speak of Christ. And the letter to the Hebrews is all about Christ is better. Look at this passage here. Look at verses 28 and 29. What do you see? My Spirit. My Spirit. This is the age of the Spirit, brother. sister. This is the age of the Spirit. Let us concentrate on that. Look at the word calls in verse 32. It comes twice. Everyone who calls, that's the sinner calling out to be saved. Lord, save me. Everyone who calls. And the Lord calls, the sovereign effectual working of God's Spirit, bringing the sinner to repent and trust Christ. Look at verse 32. Saved and deliverance. Saved and deliverance. These are the words I want to be speaking of. The Spirit calling. God's calling. Sinner's calling. Being saved. Being delivered. And whether it's men or women, young or old, 28 and 29 and so on. Everyone, verse 32. These are the words I want to stress. And I advise you, my brother and sister, to be thinking of such things. Spirit, Spirit, calls, saved, deliver, man, woman, everyone. I will, says the sovereign God. I will. These are the things. And although the Lord Jesus Christ is not mentioned here, he is in all the scriptures. And that's what this is all about. The Spirit takes the things of Christ and glorifies Christ. He will glorify me, says Christ. And this is the age of the Spirit, so he glorifies Christ. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. These are the things we should be preaching and teaching. 2 Corinthians 3 and so on. These are the things. Brother and sister, let us not concentrate on Israel. Let us concentrate on Christ, the gospel. Let us not concentrate on the old covenant, but on the new covenant, on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is true for saints. After all Jewish history put together, all hopes of prophecy put together, will not save a sinner. Unbeliever, what you need is not Jewish this or Jewish that. You need Christ. Christopher Hitchens wrote a book, at least one book, against God, but the one I know, he wrote against God. It was mistitled. It was against religion. Well, let him lash and cut and hew against religion. I have not a word to say for religion. But it's Christ I preach, not religion. It's Christ. It's Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us follow the apostle, who was determined to know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I have known believers so occupied with Jewish stuff past and Jewish stuff future that Christ goes out of the window. What an appalling tragedy, and for sinners. Christ is the only Savior. He is the only way. There is salvation in no other name. John 14, verse 6. Acts 4, verse 12. So let us not be sidetracked, brother and sister. Not into Jewish stuff, not into any material other than Christ. By anything or anyone. Let nothing move us off of preaching Christ and upholding him. If men will not receive Christ, they will not be saved. Whatever they receive beside Christ, that will not be saving. It is Jesus, Jesus only. Unbeliever, look to him now and be saved. Child of God, whatever your condition, however low you might be, however blessed you might be, whatever service you're engaged in, whatever your ministry might be, whatever else you do, preach Christ. As Spurgeon said, young man, whatever you preach, whatever you do, preach Christ. Paul did it. I want to do it. And that's my parting shot, as it were, from Joel 2, verse 28 to 32. The Spirit, calls, saved, deliverance, men and women, everyone, the sovereign will of God. These are the things I want to preach. The age of the Spirit, leading to the glory and the honor and the exaltation and praise of Jesus in his person, works, merit, blood and righteousness. Christ is all.